USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The watchdog report on the Hillary Clinton email investigation getting more scrutiny in Congress today as the Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz is before the House Judiciary Committee. However, the ranking Democrat on that committee, Elijah Cummings of Maryland, used his opening remarks not to discuss the IG's report, but to slam the Trump administration's so-called zero-tolerance policy, which is separating illegal immigrant parents and their children at the Mexican border. Cummings asked Republicans to tell President Trump
that we will not keep kids in child internment camps indefinitely and hidden away from public view. What country is that? This is the United States of America.
House Republicans and President Trump are to meet today to discuss immigration, and this is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data. Again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. For a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to 3 free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. If you stream to optimize it up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
President Trump moving to hit China with yet more tariffs. Trump ordering his trade office to look for $200 billion worth of products for additional tariffs at a rate of 10%, saying he wants to get China to change what he sees as unfair trade practices. The president saying a few days ago,
we had overall over $800 billion over a period of years. Each year, close to $800 billion in losses on trade. It's not going to happen anymore. It's not going to happen.
The city of Charleston, South Carolina, today is considering issuing an apology for its role in slavery. The city council is discussing such a proposal. It notes the city's past regulation and support of human bondage. The National Park Service says 40% of all Africans who were sold as slaves in North America did come through the city of Charleston. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The city of Charleston, South Carolina, is considering issuing a formal apology for its role in slavery. Later today, the city council is to discuss that proposal, which notes the city's past regulation and support of human bondage. The National Park Service says 40% of African slaves came through Charleston. The proposal is not being welcomed by the South Carolina Secessionist Party. It's calling it a ploy to try and garner votes. The world's millionaires are richer than ever. A new report out today shows the combined wealth of people whose net worth is at least $1 million topped $70 trillion last year. Now, this is the first time it's ever been that high. The global consulting firm Capgemini's latest annual World Wealth Report shows millionaires' wealth grew by more than 10.5% last year. More than 60% of the world's millionaires live in the U.S., Japan, Germany, and China. And it's the 40th birthday of one of the most iconic video games of all time as Space Invaders was released in Japan on this date in 1978. It challenged players to control a laser cannon at the bottom of the screen while a horde of aliens slowly descended from the top of the screen. It's estimated to have made nearly $500 million by 1982. It entered the Video Game Hall of Fame in 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.